It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Cub fans, the Cubs may be down 2-0, but they're definitely not out. Cubs, Mets, Game 3 of the NLCS at Wrigley Field. Get ready for this historic game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Mets lead the Cubs in the NCLS 2-0 heading into tonight's Game 3 at Wrigley Field. So what do the Cubs need to do to get back into the series? Manager Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Goff the team needs to get back to doing what worked for them in the NLDS.
I prefer that they continue doing what they've been doing all season long. You're not wrong regarding the first pitch. If the first pitch is good, go get it. But we've always talked about that. But regarding trying to hit according to an umpire, that's really hard to do, man. Like you said, our guys do accept their walks. Part of our success has been the organized strike zone. Even though we haven't hit for a high average, we still scored runs based on accepting our walks and then hitting a home run. So I don't want our guys to come out of their normal ways.
Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound for the Cubs as they try to make a dent in the Mets 2-0 lead. Jacob DeGrom will go for New York. Coverage starts at 7 tonight on TBS. Cubs lineup is out. Dexter Fowler leads off and plays center field. Kyle Schwarber is in left. Chris Bryant plays third base. Anthony Rizzo hits cleanup and plays first. Starlin Castro at second. Jorge Soler in right. Miguel Montero catching. Kyle Hendricks will pitch and Javi Baez is at shortstop. Kansas City and Toronto have the matinee game today. They'll get ready just about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Royals, Chris Young goes for the Royals. Blue Jays will send Ari Dickey to the mound. Kansas City leads that series 2-1. Blackhawks will be without defenseman Duncan Keith for about 10 games while he recovers from surgery to repair a meniscal tear in his knee. Hawks say Keith should be able to return to full hockey activities in about 4 to 6 weeks. Hawks are off now until Thursday night when the Florida Panthers come to town. Bears will practice today and tomorrow before they get several days off for the bye week. Bears will be back at practice next Monday as they begin to prepare for the Vikings. Elsewhere in the league, Michael Vick is expected to miss week 7 with a tear in his MCL. Landry Jones will play quarterback this week for Pittsburgh and possibly going forward. Meanwhile, in college, OSU's quarterback Cardale Jones benched for this weekend's matchup with Rutgers. The Buckeyes will go with JT Barrett instead. And in college hoops, the Illini's Kendrick Nunn is out 8 weeks with a thumb injury. He'll have surgery tomorrow. This scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And playoff baseball coverage on The Score is brought to you by Mercy Hospital. Live well with Chicago's first Mercy Hospital. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason playoff talk. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Moores and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
Chuck Pagano.
What the hell are you doing?
Everything about it was wrong.
What was wrong?
The formation was illegal.
This is a new formation, it looks like. Now they're going to shift everybody to the right except for Whalen.
They weren't supposed to snap it.
You got Griff Whalen ready to take the snap.
It took forever to set up.
Colt Anderson waiting for the snap or no?
It's time. It's time for the play.
A little deception here by the Colts.
You want to try it?
Yeah! Let's try it! On a 4th-and-3 coming up from the 47, a snap to Anderson, oh, and he bobbled it!
Give me the ball! Oh, 3 guys tackled me. Damn it!
And he's brought down by Bolden!
My God!
Anderson
behind him.
This is going great.
I'm not sure what that was all about.
What in the world?
Wow. I'm not exactly sure what we were doing there.
All right, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
What are you doing in Indianapolis? Are you Western Illinois?
There is absolutely no way possible that they should have snapped that ball. That was insane.
Well, we've just made a tremendous error here.
The referee is like,
the whole right side of the line was not on the line of scrimmage. Offense, this penalty is declined.
And the coach is fired.
You've coached well in this game. That gets you fired.
It is such a colossal failure on so many levels.
Well, we've just put our defense in really, really bad shape.
What just happened was an unbelievable disaster.
We've seen a lot of bizarre stuff. I've never seen anything more bizarre than that.
The punt play, the whole idea there was catch them misaligned.
And you blew it! You blew it!
I take responsibility and played a huge factor in this loss.
Boars and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Chuck Begonner.
Yep.
At 305 Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. All right. Our annual
shindig. We are here at the Newport. We are partying in advance of what Terry thinks is going to be a rollicking Cubs victory over Jacob DeGrom. We've got Jason Goff wooing. He's here goosing the crowd. And we've got our guy Bill from Rock Falls. He's 81 years old, and he claims he shot a 71 today.
A 71-year-old, or is it golfing?
Look, it's one thing to say a guy shoots his age or a woman can shoot her age. That's an incredible achievement to be 81 and shoot an 81. If you can shoot 10 under your age...
That's putt-putt.
No, it's not. He insists it's real.
Can't get him out of the golf course.
Seriously, that's all.
He's the first guy we met in a while that could have been at the last Cub World Series.
I think he was. Yep.
Right? That would work, I think.
Here is your this year's... NBA General Manager Survey. We do this every year. We are doing it now. The GMs responding to questions, and GMs are not permitted to vote for their own team or personnel. Question.
Jason's playing.
Who will win the NBA title this year?
Cavaliers. Golden State.
Cavaliers 53.6%, San Antonio 25%, Golden State 17.9%.
Did they die?
Oklahoma City 3.6%. Well, maybe because Steve Kerr's out. He might be out for a while.
Yeah, he's got a problem.
The top four teams in the East, obviously Cleveland at 96.6%.
Bulls.
Bulls second at 65.5%. A lot of love for this Bulls team.
I got a lot of love because they've got a shooter coming off the bench.
Stop it. Atlanta third at 34.5%. And then this is based on the percentages where they were ranked here. And then Miami was your consensus as coming in fourth. So there's that.
Bosch is back. I guess he's healthy. But Atlanta, I don't like Atlanta. They're bad.
In the West, it's Golden State got 51.7% of first place votes. 34.5% of second place votes, and then it's Oklahoma City at 44.8% of the third place votes, and the Clippers, most believe, will come in fourth. The plurality believes they will come in fourth. Who will win MVP?
LeBron James.
That's I think what we do. Yeah.
39.3% of GM said LeBron James. Who's second?
LeBron James.
Yes, also LeBron James. Second. No. Who's second at a quarter of all GMs said this guy's going to win MVP?
Anthony Davis
at 25%. Kevin Durant and James Harden tied for third. Steph Curry.
LeBron James.
Westbrook.
He's first, second, third, yes.
If you were starting a franchise today and could sign any player in the NBA, who would it be?
LeBron James.
No.
No.
LeBron James tied with Kevin Durant at 6.9%. 86.2% of GMs said Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis is who you would sign. Yes, absolutely. No doubt.
Which player forces opposing coaches to make the most adjustments?
Dougie McBuckets.
Of their pants. No, I'm sorry. Doug McDermott. No.
Okay.
No.
Or I went wrong already.
The most adjustments.
Adjustments? I mean, I don't know what to admit missing.
Yeah, Jason's not going to Bogart this one.
He's just answering LeBron James differently.
Well, it is LeBron James at 62.1%.
LeBron James.
Then Curry, Harden, and Chris Paul. DeMarcus Cousins got 3.4% of that vote.
Crazy, but good.
Yep. All right.
I like him.
Which player is most likely, it's fairly close here, a lot of ideas here, which player most likely to have a breakout season this year?
They call them crazy eyes.
Breakout season.
Well, some have already broken out. I don't know the... breakout if they think he's already broken out.
No, they haven't.
Well, I mean, some in my mind already have.
Okay, well, this is not one of those. Well, for example, Anthony Davis is fifth at 6.9%. But the answer is with 17.2, Andrew Wiggins. Number two, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 13.8. Then Brad Beal and Jabari Parker.
Brad Biggs.
Biggsy. Actually, Kyle Long could give him the coat. Jabari Parker is at 10.3%. Now, here's also receiving votes. Now, think about this. Also receiving votes means at least one GM named this guy as most likely.
Most likely to break out. That's
Harrison Barnes, Mike Conley, Andre Drummond, Danilo Gallinari.
Oi.
Fire that GM.
Who's he breaking out from?
That GM should immediately be ushered out of the building.
He's breaking out from bad.
Rudy Gobert, Tobias Harris, Reggie Jackson, Kawhi Leonard. I think you missed that one. CJ McCollum, Shabazz Muhammad, Victor Oladipo, Otto Porter, and Marcus Smart. Otto Porter? I don't think he knows what breakout means.
I'm confused by that one.
All right, who's the best point guard in the NBA?
Well, Curry is.
Curry, 55.2.
Well, I'm not sure anymore after some of these.
Chris Paul's second at 24.1, then Westbrook, then Conley.
And Derek.
Best shooting guard in the NBA. He has 79.3% of the votes.
LeBron James.
James Harden. Then Klay Thompson at 10%. Also receiving votes, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and Jimmy Butler. So somebody thought Jimmy
Durant,
Butler.
If Durant is healthy, that changed the equation on all this, by the way.
Who's the best small forward in the NBA, according to NBA GMs?
LeBron James.
89.3%.
LeBron James.
Yes. Then Durant and Leonard. Best power forward in the NBA.
LeBron James.
We already answered that. He was actually tied for second in that with Blake Griffin, but Anthony Davis, 82.1%. LaMarcus Aldridge, fourth. Who is the best center in the NBA? And I was surprised. This guy was named best center in this vote. 65.5%. All I will tell you is last year, it was Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard did not receive a vote. He went from 42.9% to off the board. The GM's choice for best center in the league.
Magic Irvin Johnson.
Not Magic Irvin Johnson, Aaron.
It's not him.
It is?
I don't know anything about NBA centers. I try not to think about
it. Jason? Mark Gasol. Mark Gasol, 65.5. DeMarcus Cousins, second at 13.8. Anthony Davis, Tim Duncan, and DeAndre
Jordan.
Can't try
DeMarcus Cousins away, can you? You just can't get him away from the grip.
And then there's some of the stuff here, which team made the best overall moves in the offseason? They said San Antonio.
I think that follows here.
Which one player acquisition will make the biggest impact? LaMarcus Aldridge. Then they followed Ty Lawson to Houston, Greg Monroe to Milwaukee, DeAndre Jordan to the Clippers. The most underrated player acquisition. Three of these tied with 10.3%. Underrated. Ty Lawson, Paul Pierce to the Clippers, David West to San Antonio. Then it was with 6.9%, these three tied.
Some guys are half dead.
Boston getting Amir Johnson, Boston getting David Lee. I don't agree with that at all. And Milwaukee getting Greg Monroe. Then there are a bunch of others receiving votes that really aren't interesting. Which team will be most improved this year? Utah got a vote, Jason, but no.
Orlando
got a vote.
Detroit?
No. I was surprised they didn't get a vote. Number one, Oklahoma City.
Well, yeah, but... That's not really most improved. That's like the big fellas back, draining things.
Milwaukee second, 17.9%. New Orleans third, then Miami, then Indiana. Also receiving votes, Boston, Denver, the Lakers, Minnesota, the Knicks, Orlando, and Utah.
The Knicks.
Knicks no damn good, are they? Most surprising move of the offseason was DeAndre Jordan returning to the Clippers at 24.1%. And then Greg Monroe, David West, LaMarcus Aldridge, Tyson Chandler to Phoenix.
Also dead.
Who will win Rookie of the Year? According to NBA General Managers Surveyed, Rookie of the Year.
Oh, crap. I don't remember the draft.
Well, remember we said that this is the guy who should have been taken first. Jahlil Okafor, Philadelphia, 44.8%.
Oh, that's right. My guy. Yeah, he should be taken. He should have been. We'll see.
Then Karl-Anthony Towns, second at 34.5%, and Emmanuel Mudiay of Denver, third. Also receiving votes, D'Angelo Russell, Miles Turner.
Yeah, we'll find out if I'm right, if we're right about Okafor or not.
Well, the different question was, which rookie will be the best player in 5 years? Not rookie of the year. Best player in five
Okafor.
Years. No. Karl-Anthony Towns, 62.1%. Best player in 5 years, thinking the upside is there for Towns. Also receiving votes, Kristaps Porzingis. People love them some Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay.
Which rookie was the biggest steal at where he was selected? Justice Winslow, number one. He was selected 10th. He's at 31%. Number two, Bobby Portis.
Agreed.
Number two. Well,
I agree with this. Yes, I agree 24.1%.
He's just kind of, I don't know. He's just running around like a crazy person. You have not watched a single preseason.
I have. And I watched the Vegas stuff, too.
Emmanuel Mudiay, third. Turner, fourth. Also getting votes, Devin Booker, Stanley Johnson, Kevon Looney, Jahlil Okafor, and Norman Powell, drafted 46th by Toronto.
And he's bought Asta with.
And
Okafor should be the answer to all of it.
Is that a Thin Man reference?
I think it was, yes.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Yes, it was. If Powell leads to Asta.
Yeah, I guess it was. I don't know. I'm having my butt.
Myrna Loy. Last year, by the way, the biggest the biggest steal, Rodney Hood. That was what the NBA GMs thought was the biggest steal. Who's the best?
I think they're drinking.
Who's the best international player in the NBA? Period. Best
international.
From his own planet, yes. Well, no, he was already rated the best center, Marc Gasol, 62.1%. Pau Gasol second, Dirk Nowitzki third, then Parker, then Dragic.
Dirk's on his last legs, isn't he?
Yeah, he's slipping fast. And there's some other things internationally here you don't care about.
No.
And we'll take a brief timeout and get some other questions about defensive players. There might be
Where's Doug McDermott?
Stop it!
He should be.
Breakout. Your guy might suck.
He could be breakout.
He also could be suck.
He could be. Well, there's some of that breakout that could be suck, too.
But you got to stop. He can't even start.
Can he stop? He's gonna be fine. You know why? Because he's coming off the bench to shoot. That's what Fred told me.
He gets no Louisville sex parties, however, so I'm sorry.
He got no sex party.
Creighton sex parties?
No.
No, thank you.
No,
we're Boris and Bernstein. You have the score.
The Cubs are in a tough spot. Down 2-0 versus the New York Mets in the NLCS. Now, can the Cubs regroup when the series comes to Wrigley for Game 3?
This is where we want to be. We got to get this win. We're back at home. We got the fans here. Hopefully, we can get us back on track when we score a few runs.
Cubs fans, when the moment is this big, you don't want to miss out. So keep it here for the best coverage on the radio. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs postseason talk.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Is it me or has Todd Bowles built the bully in New York that Rex Ryan promised that he would build in Buffalo? Is it me or has Buffalo's defense actually gotten worse once the alleged defensive genius showed up on the scene? Last year, the Bills terrorized quarterbacks. This year, they can't get anywhere near one. Is it just me or is it the Jets and not the Bills who are the main threat to the Patriots this season? Real talk, Bills fan, the Jets under Bowles
skills are exactly what you want to be, exactly who you thought you'd be under Ryan. They're even doing it with your old quarterback. Instead, you have an undisciplined team that finds new and inventive ways to shoot itself in the foot every Sunday. And sure, you're banged up, but who isn't? And nobody wants to hear it. Your hero didn't build a bully. He's getting your guys bullied. I'm Jim Rome.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
The X Insurance Team provided specialty liability insurance coverage for the destruction of the Bartman Ball event back in 2004. Avoid your Bartman moment by having X Insurance coverage for home, work, and play. Civil, cash bonds, and legal advice are just part of what X Insurance offers. X Insurance is modern coverage for everyone with 24/7, 360-degree liability protection. Visit xinsurance.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Limited time offer.
Friday, don't miss the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Fatty's Pub, 1312 West Lincoln Highway in DeKalb, starting at 1. Come on out for a cold Bud Light, check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station, presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You obviously know LaMarcus Aldridge from having to scout him many times over the years. What have you learned about him that wasn't on the scouting report as you've gotten to know him since he's become a Spur?
Nothing. I haven't seen him.
Okay. What about the time you spent with him during the recruiting process and just getting to know him as a person?
I didn't talk to him too much. We just talked about who we are. I'm screwing with you.
Yeah.
Because I'm just getting ready for the season.
See, Pop, you old softy, that you're not supposed to break character at that point. Once you're screwing with him, you're
That's just a great interview up until that point.
Yeah. Because he couldn't help himself. I think in his older age, he's getting softer on abusing poor reporters.
Well, we're talking about the NBA general managers. Of course, with the exception of our very own Gar Forman, what a bunch of turds in a bag. I mean, are you kidding me with someone? Are you out of your mind? I mean, you're putting this guy in that corner and this guy in that. What are you talking about?
Who is the best defensive player in the NBA?
Jimmy Butler.
LeBron James.
Jimmy Butler did not get a vote. Although last year it was Joakim Noah.
Did he get a vote? Did he get a vote this year?
No, he did not.
Oh, one leg?
No. Kawhi Leonard was first, Anthony Davis second, then James, Tony Allen, Draymond Green, and DeAndre Jordan tied for fifth.
Yeah.
Also getting votes, Tim Duncan, Marc Gasol, Rudy Gobert, Serge Ibaka, and Andre Iguodala.
But did they not know Jimmy is around or what?
Well, Jimmy was tied with James as the third best perimeter defender. They both got 10.3% of the vote for best perimeter defender, Kawhi Leonard and Tony Allen. Best interior defender, it shouldn't surprise anybody, Marc Gasol. Then Anthony Davis, DeAndre Jordan.
I'd take him instead. But okay.
Jobert, Dwight Howard's name finally pops
there
up.
There he is,
what
Dwight
is
Howard.
What did it say about two guys? All I know is if I'm Adidas right now, if I'm the Adidas Corporation, I'm looking at my two bell cows. $400-500 million or whatever the total amount of that deal was. Dwight Howard and Derrick Rose, and this is the first time either one of their names has even shown up. And it's Dwight Howard tied for the fifth best interior defender. Think about that. Think about that. That's like a shoe company's got to fire people over that. I know some of it's out of their control. You got to fire Rick Pitino over that too.
We're two blacks.
Yes, well, yes you are.
If we could have the party first, we will.
Best defensive team in the NBA.
Well,
last year it was the Bulls at 85.7%. Oh, hell no.
I don't think
no.
they're going to guard anybody.
They couldn't guard you this year.
I don't think they're guarding anybody. You know who's actually good is the Warriors are good.
Number one, 58.6%. Then Memphis at 34.5%. Chicago got a vote, and Cleveland got a vote.
Memphis.
Wow, this is amazing. The best head coach in the NBA.
Mark Popovich.
Danny. Last year, Pop got 92.9%. This year, 93.1%. Also votes for Budenholzer and Kerr. Which head coach best manager / motivator of people?
Fred Hoiberg.
Popovich number one, then Doc Rivers, then Steve Kerr. Votes for Spolstra.
Well, Doc Rivers never motivates them to win a big game.
Philadelphia's Brett Brown.
Good God, win a game.
Best in-game adjustments.
That's Fred Hoiberg.
Popovich, 37.9%. Carlisle, Kerr, Kidd. Votes for Steve Clifford, Eric Spolstra, Brad Stevens, Stan Van Gundy.
That's your guy, Stan Van Gundy. You can have him.
I think the Pistons will be better. Which head coach runs the best offense?
Kerr.
58.6%, then Popovich, then Budenholzer, votes for Carlisle and Stevens. Best defensive schemes. Last year was a 93% victory for Tom Thibodeau.
Not now.
Which coach has the best defensive schemes? Greg Popovich, 31%, then Dave Yeager of Memphis, Steve Kerr, Steve Clifford, Jason Kidd. Thibodeau got a vote. He's not coaching.
Let's go.
He got a vote.
Why is he? What the hell? These guys are...
All right, which
do
new...
Do your
which,
job.
Which new or relocated coach will make the biggest impact this season? They don't say positive or negative. They just say biggest impact.
New or used.
New or relocated.
Yeah.
New or used.
New or used. Fred Hoiberg.
Third at 17.9%.
They won't
Alvin
anybody.
Gentry in New Orleans, number one. And the guy we were just talking about off the air, Billy Donovan, number two at 28.6%. Then Scott Skiles. I think they're going to be something to deal with. They're going to be a handful. Then George Karl and Mike Malone. Best assistant coach in the NBA. Our guy, Ron Adams, Golden State, 24.1. Ty Lue of Cleveland.
LeBron James.
I was going to say,
pretty much,
I mean,
right?
Pretty, yeah, I think that title has been retired.
Number three is San Antonio's Ettore Messina at 11.1%. But also getting votes, J.B. Bickerstaff, Jim Boylan, Dan Burke, Lawrence Frank, Tim Gergerich, Adrian Griffin, Melvin Hunt, Nate McMillan, Micah Norry, Nick Nurse, Monty Williams, and Mike Woodson. Wow. Which active player will make the best head coach someday?
LeBron.
Be right, but Chris Paul with a quarter of the votes. Mike
they
Conley,
always say Chris Paul. No matter what they say, they always
Blake,
say Chris Paul.
Andre Miller, Jarrett Jack, votes for Caron Butler, Jared Dudley, Kirk Heinrich, Jameer Nelson, coach. Pablo Prigioni, J.J. Redick, Louis Scola, Garrett Temple, and David West.
Oh, make up your mind.
This is easy. What team is most fun to watch?
Golden State.
93%, yes. Best home court advantage? Golden State, 65.5.
But they not pick, they can't win anything this
which
year.
Which player's most athletic?
Yeah, same.
Russell Westbrook, most athletic, 34.5%. James second, Zach LaVine third, Anthony Davis fourth. Best pure shooter?
Nikola Mirotic.
Steph Curry at 79.3% for best pure shooter. Korver, Thompson, and Morrow. Anthony Morrow after that. Fastest with the ball? Quicker on the draw here. Fastest with the ball. John Wall, 53%. Russell Westbrook,
32%. He doesn't get mentioned anywhere else, John Wall, does he? Gets mentioned for nothing.
Best at moving without the ball. And it's better than he does, I would say. Kyle Korver at 69%.
Got to be a white guy,
Clay Thompson, J.J. Redick. Jimmy Butler got a vote for best at moving without the ball. Best passer. Chris Paul, 71.4%. James second, Curry.
Again, win a big game. Pass the ball and then give somebody that wins a game.
Which bench player makes the biggest impact when he enters?
McDermott.
Stop! Andre Iguodala, 38%.
That's dead.
Isaiah
this
Thomas,
is now.
Jamal Crawford, Tony Allen. A vote, however, for Taj Gibson. So and Nikola Mirotic.
Oh, man.
Apparently not watching playoff games.
Oh, man.
Who's the toughest player in the NBA? Toughest player in the NBA.
Toughest player?
I would say the guy you probably tough on, off the court too. Tony Allen, number one at 20.7%. Draymond Green, second. Kobe Bryant and Jimmy Butler tied for third, along with Zach Randolph and Russell Westbrook. Joakim Noah got a vote.
Nope.
Toughest player in the NBA? What the hell?
This is, you know, they're all fired.
Just a couple
they're
more left.
Stupid.
Which player's the best leader?
Chris Paul.
Third. LeBron James, number one. Tim Duncan, number two. The league's best role player. I don't know how they define that. Andre Iguodala, one. Draymond Green, two. Kyle Korver, third. What? Which player has best basketball IQ? Chris Paul, number one, LeBron, then Curry.
And again,
Duncan.
Win a game.
Which player do you want taking a shot with the game on the line?
Aaron Brooks.
Cut off Jason, by the way. Steph Curry, 51.7%. Then Durant, Harden, Carmelo Anthony. There you have it.
Carmelo gets a call, huh?
Yeah, but
late call.
This is the first year we've done this since Derrick Rose has been in the league that his name hasn't come up in anything anywhere.
Tony Kukoc.
And Brother Frito.
Great anticipation for the second half, so to speak. Quote, quote, the second half.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:33 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. We're just about 3.5 hours away from Game 3 of the NLCS tonight at Wrigley Field. Weather's going to be warmer tonight. It should be in the 60s at game time as the Cubs try to claw their way back into the series. Cubs will send Kyle Hendricks to the mound to face 2014 Rookie of the Year Jacob DeGrom. Jorge Soler is back in the lineup tonight. Coverage starts at 7 on TBS. Manager Joe Maddon says Jason Hamill will get the start in Game 4 tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Game 4 of the ALCS is underway in Toronto. Tough start for R.A. Dickey. Royals are currently up 4-0 on the Blue Jays heading into the second inning. Blackhawks' Duncan Keith will miss 4 to 6 weeks following successful surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his knee. He's expected to miss around 10 games. Hawks expected now to step up their efforts to bring in a defenseman via trade. Blackhawks next play Thursday night when the Panthers come to town. And 5 ex-Louisville players and recruits told ESPN's Outside the Lines that they took part in dorm parties with strippers and escorts paid for by the team's graduate assistant coach, Andre McGee. Coach Rick Pitino is denying knowledge of the parties. And in football, Marshawn Lynch has teamed up with Starbucks to create a Beast Mode Frappuccino. The Beast Mode Frapp includes double mocha Frappuccino with mint cream and protein powder, topped with whipped cream, purple berry drizzle, and matcha. It'll be sold in Washington and Oakland, and a portion of the proceeds will go to charity. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. Cubs playoff push coverage on The Score is presented by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason playoff talk. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Home Run In Pizza, a natural hit for the playoffs.
The second half was good. First half was poor.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
On the first half of the show here today, a special edition of Boers and Bernstein out to play today, thanks to Budweiser. We're at the Newport here on Southport and Newport, one of our favorite places. We talked to Mark Gonzalez about the Cubs. We talked to Zach Zabin about the Bears. And we are enjoying the sordid tales of Louisville basketball sex parties.
Yeah! All right.
Yes.
I have the list here of the 25 top rookies thus far in the NFL.
LeBron James.
He's on every one of them. Yep. Win a game! Are there any Bears rookies on this list?
Top 25?
Top 25 NFL rookies thus far this season.
Yeah. I would think the steady play of Adrian Amos should have him on that list.
He is on the list. He's well back. The number one guy on the list, Amari Cooper.
Damn, I wanted him. They did. Bastards took him.
Bears wouldn't throw to him anyway. There wouldn't be time on the clock for... Idiot. Yes, he is listed at... Wait a minute. Let me get down to him. He is 23rd.
Okay.
23rd out of 25. The emergence of Amos at Rover Safety and Vic Fangio's first season as Bears defensive coordinator has helped this unit improve leaps and bounds until Sunday. I'm saying until Sunday. It has also enabled Chicago to move on from 2014 fourth-round pick Brock Vereen. Well, that's a good thing.
Well, that move way on.
Former general manager Phil Emery's last mistakes in that role.
Barry Zito is retiring. Barry Zito had a really
rich career.
Rich career. So first, I'm going to give you his total amount of salary. Barry Zito,
yes,
who came in the year 2000 making $200,000 a year on his rookie contract, made $137,235,000.
Mm-hmm.
Here are his similarity scores. These are the 10 pitchers most similar to Barry Zito statistically, from 10 to 1. Jim Lomborg, Frank Viola, Mike Flanagan, Kevin Millwood, Dave Stewart, Kevin Apier, A.J. Burnett, Andy Bennis, Rick Sutcliffe, and Al Leiter. Decent.
Okay. That's decent.
Is a very picture of decent. So Barry Zito, decent, retired, and very rich.
Charlie Leesman.
He'll be broken. Very soon he'll be broken 3 months.
Spending it all on Louisville Hoos.
You know what? Did you see the hit on Marcus Mariota the other day?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Like, I always sort of think that it, at first blush, there was nothing that made me stand up and go, oh, wait a second there.
Did you look at it a second time? Change your mind?
I you know, I'm always willing to hear an argument, I guess.
Well, we know that Ken Wisenhunt, the eternally angry coach of Titans, calls it the bull bleep football. Mm. And I looked at the play 20 times this morning.
Yeah.
And I do think it was dirty.
Okay.
I think there was intent there, because when you are doing
what he did. I could be talked into it.
Yeah, I think that was intent. You don't have to. First of all, you don't have to do it, because there was no point. The ball was clearly gone. It was clearly gone. But he was leg hunting there. He was hunting for that knee. He was hunting for something. And he apologized. He apologized. He said, I'm sorry. But I really don't think it washes with me. I think that it's sorry or not, Oliver Vernon. I think, you know, somehow when you get wrapped up in the game, maybe you don't really believe your intent is that. Maybe there's something in your brain that turns off. You say, I'm not really doing this. I'm just playing the game. I don't think it was that.
So the NFL, we know, is looking into the Johnny Manziel thing. And the NFL just said, look, we're aware of the incident. We have no further comment.
Yeah, he wasn't drunk.
And the Browns not only are sticking with him, they're not talking about it.
Yeah,
why are you protecting him? I don't understand. If you're the Browns, why you feel, I know you spent your first round pick on him and all that, but that's a sunk cost.
Yeah,
you don't get
anyway.
That back. How is it helping your team to keep him around? You can't trust him. I mean, you think that the issues, everything we talked about what the internally, what has gone on with the Blackhawks and their mm-hmm. trust level with Patrick Kane,
yep.
and everything that they're up late worrying about, that's for a guy who's a cornerstone of your franchise. This guy doesn't matter.
He had two and a half months of rehab.
Right.
He had 2.5 months of rehab. But you know something? If you look at the stop and listen to him, he wasn't drunk. They're right. He wasn't drunk. He was
still
logical.
Day drinking, though.
He said he had a couple beers, but you're oh
which
yeah that
means,
part of it yeah that part of
what
it.
What are you doing day but drinking on a Monday? What the hell's wrong in your life?
What's today? That's the second half. We do it every damn day when there's not a
present company accepted
before. Yeah. I mean, we got a whole bunch of people here.
Are any
drinking.
Of you NFL quarterbacks currently in season? Yeah, you, what are the 81-year-old guy left? Because he might have been. Yeah, he says he shot a 71 today. He probably threw for 350 yards in an NFL game last night, too.
That was a mini putt. That's my guy, Bill. Remembers the 45 Cubs. All right, we always ask what you think of this or other things we discuss, including getting ready for the Cubs and the Mets, and a little bit about the Bears. 312-644-6767. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Best second half of all time.
The Cubs are down in the NLCS 2-0 versus the Mets.
I love hitting here. I love playing in front of the fans here. I think we all do. It's a nice change of scenery after 2 games there. You know, I think it'll be a lot better than it was in New York.
Now the Cubs can rely on the home field crowd to give them a lift in Game 3 at Wrigley. Keep it here as we get you ready for this historic game. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs postseason.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer-info.
The Big League on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports
Radio. Time is on your side at WoodfieldNissan.com. Only WoodfieldNissan.com gets you a new Nissan quote in 20 minutes or less. Like a 2015 Nissan Altima for only $15,995. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com. Fill out a quick quote application and get your new and used car quote in 20 minutes or less. You can even get Woodfield Nissan's lowest lease payments quoted in minutes. Like a brand new 2015 Nissan Rogue for only $89 a month. Save time and money at the Midwest's number one volume Nissan dealer, Woodfield Nissan, at the corner of Higgins and Gall, and get your instant quote now in 20 minutes or less, or you get free oil changes for 1 year. Choose from nearly 1,000 new Nissans. Time is on your side. That's WoodfieldNissan.com. Price and payment is plus tax, title, and license, and is pre-driven. Stock number P8149. Payment is 36-month lease with $39.95 down at lease signing. Includes first payment and security deposit.
When you're looking for a newer pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years, Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. With our volume buying power and lower overhead than the chain stores, you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmen, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. Choose from over 200 RVs in stock and see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move.
My vote!
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chi McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes.
Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays, only CBS. CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 3:47 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris and Bernstein talking to you at 312-644-6767. Things not going well for R.A. Dickey, who's leaving. No. R.A. Dickey.
If you have a knuckleballer you have to
take out in the second, why bother?
I mean, you're probably ending up dry humping all these relievers who you get up and down. And I don't know if you got low-leverage guys. You might as well use high-leverage guys at this point. Why not? I mean,
Let's see what he brings
in. And then Alex Rios, when does he go away? He was annoying. He's annoying to root for. He's annoying to root against. He's one of those guys. You know how they talk about players who they say, you know, you hate him when he's on the other team, but you love him on your team.
Yeah. Like AJ?
I don't like him when he was on the team.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get that. He just sort of never fulfills what you think he can do. And then there he is on my TV in the postseason. I think home runs again.
People used to say that about AJ, but then you realize you hated him when he was on your team, too.
Everybody hated him.
I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, he's that kind of guy. And I noticed that people have stopped saying that because it's just not true. He's been on enough teams now where they know they all hate him. Doesn't make any difference where he goes. It's your team. You still hate him. But yeah, so R.A. Dickey has been retired for the day. Down 5-0 to the Royals.
Oh, God.
R.A. Dickey.
That's something about the Royals I just don't like. They're going to win the damn World Series, aren't they? Ned Yost is going to win a World Series despite being just a passenger on the train. I mean, just the village idiot is going to end up winning a World Series despite himself. Because baseball.
Yeah, it does go baseball on you, but I'm not, I don't know about that. I'm not sure of that.
Okay.
I'm not sure
Rudy
of that.
Rudy emails to say, after going through the NBA GM survey, I really need the Cubs to pull this series out and extend the run a few weeks. I'm not ready for the Bulls thing to start up yet. The most interesting thing about this team is when Derrick Rose's representatives oddly announce he's not responsible and refusing to foot the bill for any of the Louisville hookers. Well, no, they've got that. Rick's got that.
Rick's got it. Don't
old
worry.
Uncle Rick.
Rick's got
old
it.
Old Uncle Rick. If you you want something, hey, what do you like? It sounds. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the streets of Amsterdam, like where they're hanging out of the windows, and you pick out what you like and go in and enjoy whatever you want. You get yourself a bong full of weed and a acid, whatever you want, and
so a what? Get a what?
Be careful there.
Get a what?
Sort of pointing to it and picking it out.
I don't want something hanging out a damn window. I mean, that tanky thing.
But they've got Louisville's got like thing. Old country sex buffet.
I know, but that's too old country.
You're like, yeah, I like that. I like that. Is that big enough for you? Sure is. Yeah, bring that thing over here.
That's the problem.
Well, but see, I'm thinking maybe where are the white guys? Where are the white guys?
Sitting next to Rick on the bench.
No, yeah,
that's
but,
what you get.
But,
no, you but, get the TV
but
time.
Those recruits, maybe they're a little intimidated by the body types, or maybe they're probably playing video games, right?
They give them video games.
They're probably smoking weed and playing video games. Because that's I can only speak from experience as far as what white people like in college. And
well, dude, tell me, please, what it is white people like in college? I'm
basically
dying to hear this.
It was drinking games, it was smoking weed, it was having stupid arguments about music lyrics when before there was an internet and you could sit around because now the internet has obviated every argument about what's being said in a given song. So people would play video games and get high and then argue about what Michael Stipe was saying. And that was pretty much our evening. And then we'd order a pizza.
See, that's why the most annoying people in the world went to Duke. I mean, if you put a list of 10 most annoying people in the world, there'd be 8 people from Duke on it, including you.
All white.
So, I mean, all white. But no doubt about it.
Look, if you are around my age, if you are between 42 and 48.
42.
If you were between 42 and 48, and you are a white person who went to college, I guarantee you were drinking, smoking weed, and arguing about what the hell Michael Stipe was saying. That's just what we did. That was part of college.
I don't think so. I really don't think that's a normal path.
I think even members of REM were arguing about what the hell Michael Stipe was saying.
I think that's a path not taken.
Because there was no internet. Now you can just say, okay, Fables of the Reconstruction, and look up all the track listings, and they've got all the lyrics there. Because the lyrics don't make sense, because they just didn't. But nobody knew what the hell he was saying. Any of it. On Life's Rich Pageant, on Murmur, on Reckoning. What the hell are you talking about? Love the music, but the lyrics don't make any sense. And you know what? They didn't. And now they kind of say they didn't.
Let me tell you something. Duke's a bummer. That's a bummer, man. If you're sitting around drinking and doing weed and talking about R.E.M., wow. That's quite a night.
What else is there to do?
What, were you chained to a bed? What else can you do? Oh, I can't leave the room.
Well, where else are we going to go?
Go out and do something.
Where else
find
are we
a friend.
Go? I didn't have the fake ID
to
the guy.
Never mind in your case.
That's
not going to happen.
Alexander J. Walsh of Pennsylvania.
Unless there's a blind wing.
The guy showed up, and he shows up in the dorm, and he's like, give me $100, and I'll make you a Pennsylvania ID.
No, that was Rick Pitino.
And then the best thing was, I go upstairs, and my best friend's like, look, I'm Alexander J. Walsh from Pennsylvania. Like, you asshat. Now we have the same name on our IDs because they only had like four names to choose from, and we were too stupid to try to plan it. So now we're going out at night, and three of us are Alexander J. Walsh, and we got to make sure it's a different bouncer, or we got to say like, yes, we all have the same name. We grew up in a compound somewhere.
You see what I mean, Jay? You know what I mean? You know, like, listen to this from this idiot.
A true story.
I mean, this is like holy crap, man. This makes you want to get that right to Duke if you can. Oh, boy, that's sweet.
Well, eventually we grew out of it and discovered women.
Doubt it.
Ugly ones, but we discovered
them. I don't think that's true either.
That's all we could find. Then we got transportation, and then we could leave Durham. And that got us to Chapel Hill, and that's when we realized, oh, we can leave Durham. That's probably a good idea.
Somebody gave you a key to get out, did they? So they'll get out of the room and stop smoking weed and drinking and talking REM?
Yes.
Oh, boy, that's how we spent our time.
Yes, they let us out.
Man, they're going to shoot yourself.
Well,
jeez.
Hub Arkish is going. Now, do you remember we were looking for somebody who last week was a Michigan fan?
Yes.
It has some interest in the Bears' success, some investment in the Bears
the
being
Cubs.
Good, and the Cubs.
Here he is. Sad sack.
How would you like to have been Hub last week?
Horny Hub is coming your way.
That's Misery Hub is what that was. We don't know if he's horny today, though. Usually on remote. Yeah, that's on Sundays when the lovely ladies are around and he gets all excited.
Yep. He gets out of them and uses the Louisville.
Pants off and waves them over his head.
Yeah.
He's next to talk a little football with us on the Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Football site. Told you guys I'd be following along on Twitter last night as the world waited to find out who the newest DraftKings millionaire would be. Well, congrats to DraftKings user Dirty6613. He was smart enough to play Matthew Stafford against the Bears, good for nearly 40 points on Sunday. Also got 30 points apiece from Alshon Jeffrey and Megatron. These are not earth-shattering moves, people. Just a guy who knew his football and was smart enough to put his knowledge to the test at DraftKings.com. And if you're playing fantasy football at all this year and you know what you're doing, you should be playing at DraftKings.com too, because at DraftKings.com it's like a new season each and every week. Play whenever you want on the DraftKings app. That's what I use. In a variety of contests too. Do what I do. Take that juggernaut lineup of yours and enter it in multiple contests. It allows you to really maximize your winning potential. Or you can challenge your buddies in a custom league or even join an existing league and turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime. Why wouldn't you be playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com? New millionaires are being crowned every week this season, and you could be next. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Use my promo code Chicago at DraftKings.com now and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not...
Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients.